Philippians is the book of living worthy of the gospel. It has been called one of the fairest and dearest regions of the book of God, one of the sweetest of Paul's writings, a love letter, and an epistle of joy and encouragement in the midst of adverse circumstances, as well as the disciples' balance sheet, because in it, Paul shows the compensation of a disciple. Let's look at the book and let's ask, who wrote it? Philippians 1:1 identifies the authors as Paul and Timothy, but evidently Paul wrote it alone. He immediately and throughout the epistle speaks in the first person. When he does mention Timothy in chapter 2, it's in the third person. The external evidence for the Pauline authorship, mainly tradition, is strong. Who received this epistle? It is evident from the epistle itself that Paul was in prison when he wrote. He refers to my chains several times. Furthermore, it seems clear that he was in prison in Rome, for he refers to the whole Praetorian Guard and Caesar's household. This was no doubt during his first Roman imprisonment, which took place in 62 A.D. Four epistles were written during that imprisonment: Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. All refer to Paul's chains. Of the four, Philippians was probably written last, near the end of the two-year imprisonment in Rome. Paul had done considerable preaching since his arrival. His case was on the verge of a final decision. Time was needed for the events that lie between the apostle's arrival at Rome and the writing of the epistle. News of Paul's arrival in Rome had to travel to Philippi, and the news of their concern for him was given to Epaphroditus, and he had to have time to get back to Rome. Luke and Aristarchus went to Rome with Paul. They both sent greetings to the Colossian church, but neither of them does so to the Philippian church. This must mean that they were no longer with Paul when he wrote Philippians, for in it, it would be strange for Luke not to send greetings to a church that he knew so well if he had been with Paul at the time. All of this means that Philippians was written from Rome to the church at Philippi, probably in 62 A.D. Philippians 1:1 says, "The letter was written to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with bishops and deacons." In other words, this epistle was written to the church at Philippi. They were concerned about Paul, and they sent Epaphroditus to Rome with financial support. They evidently had a small problem with unity, and they at least had some feelings of pressure from the Judaizers. They were not only concerned about Paul, Paul was concerned about them. So the recipients of the book of Ephesians was the church at Philippi in 62 A.D. What is the subject of the book of Philippians? Several subjects have been suggested, including joy, unity, and the person of Christ. The key to the subject, however, is the word gospel, which appears 9 times in this epistle. After much struggle over a number of years with the subject of this book, I have come to the conclusion that the subject is the living worthy of the gospel. So what is the structure? How does Paul take the subject of being worthy of the gospel and develop it in this epistle? Well, as I've pointed out now in other of Paul's epistles, the literary structure is the form of an ancient letter. You'll recall that the format of a letter in ancient times is it had a salutation, a thanksgiving, a prayer, the body of the book, and personal greetings and a benediction. This letter follows that format to a T. There is a salutation in the first 2 verses. There's a thanksgiving in verses 3 to 8, a prayer in verses 9, 10, and 11. The body of the book begins in chapter 1, verse 12, and goes through chapter 4, verse 20. In the body of that letter, the first thing Paul does is he talks about his situation. Remember, he's in Rome, perhaps with the possibility of being executed, and the church at Philippi is concerned about him, and they've sent him some financial support. So he writes this letter, which could be called a bread and butter note, to thank them for their financial support. And so the first thing he does after the preliminary salutation, thanksgiving, and prayer is that he talks about his situation. But if you look carefully at what he says, what he's saying is that prison resulted in the spread of the gospel. So even his situation contributes to the overall theme of the gospel and being worthy of it. The second thing he does is he then talks about the Philippian situation. That begins in chapter 1, verse 27, and goes through chapter 4, verse 9. It's in this section that he says that they too should live worthy of the gospel. He talks about that in the latter part of chapter 1. In chapter 2, he exhorts them to be unified, having a humble concern for each other. That's walking worthy of the gospel. In chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 1, he tells them to stand fast in the Lord against the Judaizers. That's walking worthy of the gospel. And finally, he tells them to live in peace in chapter 4, verses 2 to 9, which again is being worthy of the gospel. The other part of the body of the book, besides his situation and their situation, is his response to their financial support, their financial support for the gospel ministry. So, if you read this book, you get the impression that he jumps from one subject to another. He speaks a lot about joy, that's true. He talks a little about unity, but neither of those subjects provide an overall theme for the whole book. It seems to me that they have sent money to support his gospel ministry, and that becomes the theme of the book. So in the body of the book, he talks about his situation, which resulted in the spread of the gospel. He talks about their situation, and he urges them to walk worthy of the gospel. I'm lifting that phrase right out of chapter 1. And there are a number of ways to do that. Be joyous, live in unity, live in peace, all of which is to walk worthy of the gospel. And then finally, he thanks them for their support of his gospel ministry. So I think the subject of the book that best explains all the details of the book is walking worthy of the gospel, and he develops that in the body of the book by talking about his situation and their situation. What's the purpose of the book? Well, there's several. The first purpose of Philippians is to express his gratitude for their financial support. While there were obviously several reasons why Paul wrote this letter, the immediate purpose was to thank them for sending him financial support. The Philippian church had sent Epaphroditus with money to Rome for Paul. Paul wrote to thank them for their gift. This is particularly obvious in chapter 4, verses 10 to 20. The second purpose of Philippians is to explain his situation. The Philippians were not just concerned about his financial need, but the prospect of his release from prison. He writes to explain that he's doing well. The gospel is being spread, and he expects to be released. You can see that in statements he makes in the first chapter of the book, particularly verses 12 to 26. The third purpose of Philippians is to exhort them to live worthy of the gospel. They were concerned about him, and he was concerned about them. He wanted them to live worthy of the gospel, which means being unified by having a humble concern for others, standing fast in the Lord, and living in peace. So, to sum it all up, Paul wrote to the Philippians to thank them for their gift, explaining his situation and exhorting them to live worthy of the gospel. The spiritual truth we need to walk away with is, well, you guessed it. Believers should walk worthy of the gospel. Remember, Philippians is the book of living worthy of the gospel.